AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is trying to verify the location of all American citizens in Mali after the deadly attack and siege at a hotel in its capital, Bamako.
I can confirm that all the chief of mission personnel who were at the hotel at the time of the attack are accounted for and are in a safe location.
John Kirby is at the State Department. France's defense minister says 19 people were killed in the attack. A U.N. official says 27 people were killed. Officials say no hostages are being held at the moment. 1 week after the attacks in Paris, people in the city spontaneously came together outside the restaurants, cafes, and concert hall hit in the attacks to leave flowers, light candles, and hold quiet vigils. The AP's Lauren Cook reports French authorities have conducted 793 raids in the past week.
Last night alone, there were almost 200. 17 people were detained and 76 weapons have been seized, plus drugs. In Belgium, too, there's been police action yesterday and quite a lot of nerves today still with false alerts of bombs and vehicles and one or two buildings evacuated.
In the U.S., presidential envoy Brett McGurk says the Islamic State group will be destroyed, but it will take time.
There are just no shortcuts here. These guys, they grew out of the AQI, an enemy that we knew very well. But they are better in every respect. They're better manned. They're better funded. They're better resourced. They're better fighters.
It started in the Pacific Northwest, and the E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants has reached three more states, California, Ohio, and New York. The governor of Montana has released Barry Beach from prison. He spent more than 30 years in prison for killing a high school classmate and has maintained his confession was coerced. The Obama administration wants a speedy decision from the Supreme Court on its plan to shield from deportation and give work permits to millions of immigrants living in the country illegally. On Wall Street, the closing bell, the Dow finished up 91 points. This is AP Radio News. He spent 30 years in prison for spying for Israel. Jonathan Pollard was freed today from a North Carolina federal prison. There are conditions for his parole. He must wear a GPS unit to transmit his whereabouts at all times. In Jerusalem, Nadia Levine thinks the punishment and parole for Pollard is too severe.
It's crazy the amount of time that he was in. And now he can't come. He can't leave America for 5 years. If he misbehaves slightly, he's going back into jail. It's just crazy. And this is how you deal with people you work with. These are our allies.
Pollard's lawyers immediately went to court to challenge his parole conditions. The sentence is 2 years probation each for two owners of a nightclub in Chicago, where 21 people were crushed to death in a stairwell in 2003 while fleeing pepper spray. Calvin Hollins and Dwayne Kyles were ordered to perform 500 hours of community service. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.